This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cakes Auville, and Jason Bishop. Coming up later this hour, we'll connect with our pal Chris Miller, Wizards beat reporter for NBC Sports Washington. Not only will we talk Wizards with him, but he has a new digital video series, which they launched on NBC Sports Washington called Race in America. So we'll connect with Chris coming up at 8:40. Jameer Nelson, who was the Naismith and Wooden College Player of the Year in college hoops in 2004, former NBA All-Star, he'll join us coming up at 9:20 as we do talk about the return of the NBA. Bradley Beal's not going to be part of it, but... Mm-hmm. You're going to have LeBron James and the Lakers vying for another championship. Teams like the Lakers, the Rockets going to make things. I mean, the Clippers, the Lakers, the Rockets, maybe even the Nuggets. They'll be competing in the Western Conference. In the East, you got teams like the Bucks and the Celtics that are grasping for an NBA title. So we'll talk to Jameer Nelson.
I thought I saw a picture of the court set up in Orlando, and it looks like. It almost looks like a summer camp, like an AAU tournament, mm-hmm. where there's courts next to each other.
Well, you might have seen the pictures of them setting up the practice courts, like in ballrooms of some of the hotels.
Okay, so they won't be playing those games at the same time on courts in the same area.
I don't believe so. Okay. I think those are just set up for practice.
Okay, I got you. Because they were bringing in their own floors.
Right.
It's going to be strange. So, yeah, hopefully it goes off. As scheduled.
All right, so we got a big announcement here. Should we get the timpani?
I think it deserves a timpani.
Yeah, I think it's timpani worthy.
Get the symphony ready. Get the symphony ready.
Here is your announcement. MGM National Harbor's Poker Room reopening 8 a.m. Monday, July 13th. All you degenerates are going to be able to see flops back at MGM National Harbor this upcoming Monday. 8 a.m., the doors open, and of course, there are a lot of health and safety protocols in place to keep players safe. It includes plexiglass at the tables. You're limited to seven players, seven-handed EB. Your hand values go up, playing seven-handed. No spectators are allowed in the poker room. I did a tour of the facility. I was at MGM National Harbor last week. I saw on the main gaming floor, not in the poker room, all of the plexiglass is up. The expanded hand sanitizing stations, the hand washing stations. So MGM National Harbor is doing whatever they can to keep people safe, but they are throwing the doors open to the poker room Monday, July 13th.
Very nice.
You should be there. Now, unfortunately, the Ambo can't be there because I will be in South Carolina, but I will be there the following Monday. You can bet on that. You can bet on that, EB.
So when does that mean then that the Cakes Classic will be back up and running?
I haven't heard any details about that. As soon as I hear more from my man Johnny Grooms, I will certainly let people know about the return of the Cakes Classic.
And
of course,
you have to do though.
It's good news, and of course, you have to wear a mask. I mean, you have to wear a mask anywhere on the property and at MGM National Harbor. So I'm sure that applies to the poker room
as well.
What
kind of mask have you been sporting, Cakes? I just sport the old blue one, like the medical one. My mom passed me several a couple of months ago. So
my wife ordered a bunch
online.
Very
medically, look, like you don't have one with a logo or anything.
We do have one. This would infuriate Chad Dukes that has the Maryland flag on it. He would not be a fan of that. We have one of those in the basket. A couple black ones, a couple black masks. You know, there's a variety. Yeah. I don't have the flimsy 50-cent mask that JP that you're talking about, JP. Mm-hmm. I have something. Hopefully, it's going to keep the germs out a little bit better than yours.
Why do you call that flimsy? I think mine's up to snuff medically.
I don't know. It sounds kind of
yours is
what sounds
kind
flimsy.
Do you have?
Sounds
what
flimsy
said,
to me.
It's one of the ones that looks like the doctors use.
Is it? Yeah, that's just the regular old
blue.
Yeah, that's nubs. The best one you can get is the N95.
Yeah, I don't have that. I haven't gotten to that
either.
Level.
I don't have that. I just use a nubs bandana.
I know this. When I go to MGM National Harbor, I'm going to have three masks tucked into my shorts. Just to make sure. Because if you don't have one, they're gonna turn you away.
All right, let's switch gears, open up the entertainment page now, which is brought to you by our friends at Wave Soda. Wave Soda, awesome. Super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened. So no stevia or artificial sweeteners, just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar, 15 to 25 calories per can. You can enter the code JUNKIES and you get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
When the guy gave us the COVID test yesterday, he was wearing the N95, but also the shield. I feel like the shield is silly because, you know, I mean, what could permeate the shield, Case?
I don't know. It was a great TV show, too.
Yeah, it was.
Sleep on that. Sleep on the shield. I sleep on, is it Michael Chiklis?
Yeah,
sleep
so
on
good.
Him. But what I don't sleep on is Dexter. I'm about to
still going strong.
I'm about to finish season 3, and
you're complaining about season 3. Has it picked up for you?
It's gotten better towards the end, but everybody, and I mean everybody, that's seen Dexter, I feel like I'm in for a letdown. Everybody's telling me that season 4 is amazing, that it's the pinnacle of the Dexter universe. So I feel like I'm just bound to be let down. But everybody raves about season 4.
You're bound to the floor, Cakes.
I am bound to the floor. Local H, I believe, is the artist.
Madonna is in the news. She's 61 years old now, and I'm not sure. Did she have, like, knee replacement or something? Like, why is she walking around with a crutch?
I don't know.
Did she tear her ACL? Something happened. She had some sort of hips. She had, like, an old person thing, I think.
Okay.
But she's still posting, boob shots. She's thirsty. She's 61. She looks pretty good. I mean, you know, 61. But she's got this, like, selfie where she's topless and you see, like, under boob.
Second topless of today's show, by the way.
Topless. yes. But I'll tell you, you know,
let me ask this. Would you?
I've never been particularly attracted to Madonna. That's your girl.
You have to. She's a sex god.
Yeah, you have to.
She'll change your life.
I'm just not into her. I don't even in her heyday.
Well, just close your eyes.
In her heyday,
in
her heyday, I was definitely sized.
I told you, I'm more of a Liz Hurley guy.
I'd be a little concerned about everybody who preceded me.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
you just
think
about
Rodman.
Talk about masks.
Can't Seiko.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'd look at Cakes and think about that was a preseason game.
Why are you joking?
It was an hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah.
You would ask Cakes if he was even in the building.
It's a lot of joning.
I think she looks pretty good, though, for 61.
She does, but you can tell she's had her lips done and her face. Getting all the work.
Of course.
But
I feel bad for her.
Because
she posted this photo, right? She posted this photo, and we're supposed to be doing this whole up with people thing. And
what do you mean, up with people?
Like equality, everyone treats each other with respect, don't tear down other women. And then you look at the replies. And people
are
just so nasty to her.
I guess Deshaun Jackson missed that memo.
Yeah.
What are they saying?
You're 70, retire. No. You're too old for this. Put some clothes on.
Right.
You're nasty.
Hag.
Yeah.
Grandma.
Yeah.
Have you lost your mind as well as your face?
She's probably just used to that. I mean, even when she was 35, I'm sure they were saying
stuff
like that. I
think when you're that famous, you can't even look at your mentions. Your mentions just have to be a disaster.
Yeah, you just post it and you move on.
Yeah. But I tell you, so you know that I've been a Liz Hurley guy.
Nuh-uh.
You love Liz Hurley.
I think Liz Hurley, Paige Spranick, those are my girls. Now, Paige is like 27 or 28 or something. But the other one that, you know, look, she's been in the news for years, but
Who's your trifecta? Who hits on the trifecta for
well,
EB?
Look, she's been in the news for years, just, you know, like the gossip circles, but I've just started to focus on her a little bit lately.
I shudder to ask who it is.
Scottie Pippen's ex, Larsa Pippen.
Oh, she's so thirsty, too.
So thirsty. She might be one of the thirstiest chicks on Twitter, but her Instagram is a show. Now, she's clearly every single pic on Instagram is a selfie of herself, you know.
Larsa, at least she's not a narcissist.
Yeah, I mean, she's a complete narcissist. Right. But I think she's had a bunch of kids, and she
looks four kids.
She looks spectacular. I don't know what she's done to herself, but that's one to keep an eye on, Cakes. Well, go to Larsa Pippen's Instagram.
Larsa's in the Kardashian crew, so she just gets plastic surgery every week.
She looks just.
Yeah. You should be steering people to
cakes. She looks very plasticky.
You should be steering people to cakes flops. She doesn't need help with her Instagram. I need help with my Instagram.
Yeah.
How many followers does she have?
She actually is kind of nubs. Only 1.9 million.
Only 2 million followers.
Yeah, but you look at, like, how much does Kim – I don't follow her, but how many does Kim Kardashian have?
Does 100, she have like, 100 million probably.
I think it's more than that, Jason. It is, like, unbelievable.
So when you're saying she's Larsa Pippen is part of the Kardashians.
178 million.
Is she related to them?
No, her best friends.
She's just best friends with them, and she's, like, always, like, on the show, maybe. You know, her pictures look a lot like Kim Kardashian's, right? She's kind of doing the same bit.
They're always hanging out.
Yeah, and they're always, like, from these elegant locations, from these yachts and ridiculous backyard pools and – you know, wherever else they're hanging out. A lot of this
By the
stuff
way,
is
Kim
from
Kardashian
home.
Could be our next first lady. Oh, please.
With Kanye?
Yeah, Kanye's running for president.
Yeah, I think Kanye can't even get on the ballot in 45 of the states.
He's filled out as much paperwork to run for president as you have, JP.
Right.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah. But did we have Kim Kardashian on the show like 20 years ago? I feel like she called in and we asked her about dating Justin Timberlake.
I
think she was a guest.
I think we did have her, like when she first started getting famous.
Pre-sex tape?
We've had a lot of those people. Like,
no,
I
have
think
idea.
It was probably post-sex
Do you remember
tape,
being but... pitched Key and Peele before anybody knew who they were?
I remember doing that. I had to sell you guys
we
on that.
We were like, who?
Yeah.
Key and who? Was it,
you also turned down Jonah Hill. I remember that vividly because you guys didn't want to tape it at 11 o'clock.
Well, can you blame us?
I mean,
you also turned down Amy Schumer before she blew up.
Yeah, I remember that. Annoying anyway.
Well, annoying now. But this was at her height.
Yeah.
During the roast. Wow.
Did it require us staying an extra hour or something?
Amy Schumer, no. Jonah Hill, yes.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Well, I know that there's a period of time where Jason just goes all anti-comedians. So sometimes you have to deal with that.
Jonah Hill, who's that?
I just remember that.
Megastar.
I'm
not sticking around for that loser.
I mean, I would say 20% intrigued me.
Right. So there's some news in the radio world, and I guess considered competitors locally.
Radio Insider.
But I guess the goal, like for the ESPN, has done a complete revamp of their radio lineup, and I guess Mike Golic no longer part of it. So
Keyshawn Johnson sliding in.
They're kind of blowing everything up.
Mike Golic, the dad, or Mike Golic
the dad. Okay. The son is still going to be involved. The dad is still under contract. He just doesn't have a radio slot, so maybe they'll weave him into some of their TV stuff.
Oh, that sounds terrible. Getting paid for doing nothing.
Right?
That sounds awful.
Pretty good gig. But I think you should, you know. Right.
Exact opposite of us.
A little head nod to Mike for doing a radio in the mornings on ESPN Radio, I think since 1998. Hmm. So I did it for a long, long time and could clearly still do it. I don't know why they're shaking it up. I know, like, locally, we usually destroy them. I don't know.
Here's me looking down looking at their ratings.
It's hard for a national show to compete
look down
with a
there.
Local show.
Look, keep looking down. Drill down underneath the earth and look for their ratings.
Right.
Down there.
What's going on with Cakes today?
I don't know. He's being a silly goose.
Are you on
he's
cocaine?
Just so excited about MGM.
I
have some extra pep in my step. Poker's back, baby.
Right.
Snooze.
And that,
he's on something
that's
this morning.
Mike Golick looking down at your net worth, Cakes.
I agree. I didn't say anything about net worth. I'm talking about ratings. But the most recent ratings, probably don't want to crow about.
He doesn't care.
The last 3 months have just been a slaughterhouse.
Hey, you know what? COVID. Just blame it on COVID.
Well, it is COVID. Well,
COVID takes the blame.
I like it. I've never seen
anything
like
it.
Doesn't make it any better.
Throw my hands up.
Somebody pointed out to me where we stand with NBC Sports Washington, which, you know, we love being associated with them, and I think they love us. I think they do. Who knows? But Jason Smith, I guess, is going to be doing some analysis for them, and he tweeted a picture of his setup. His setup is unbelievable. He's got the full, like, ESPN cameras at home. He's got the lights everywhere. I mean, he's going to look silly if they ever – for those 8 Wizards games that they play.
Ah.
Did you see his setup?
No,
his home setup? Yeah.
Where does he live?
They set him up real nice. I don't know.
Yeah, they hooked him.
They hooked him.
Well, that's what happens when you're a former baller.
He's going to look silly
on
TV.
You.
Meanwhile, JP, you know, we never know how he's going to look from day to day.
Why are you clubbing me?
Well, it's just, you never
know.
You
got nubby shadows in your Gilbert Arenas jersey.
The worst color Wizards jersey in the world.
You got lights shining off your Len Bias.
My background looks silly. It looks silly. What happened to your 106.7 thing?
I can do that in a split second if you want.
I don't really.
I like the wall, the stripes on the wall.
You like the lines? It looks like
because
it was in a maze or something.
Yeah, I know, but that 106.7 logo, it's just like sometimes you lose his head.
I know. You're right, you'll see
this
like Isabel's
weird.
Foot
much like
or something.
Cakes just lost his mic. This is the problem with doing the show remotely. He has a dead mic.
Shocker. You know what it was?
It's from screaming and
it was too loud.
He
was
got
too
so
loud.
Excited.
He blew the vocals.
He did his looking
so
down bit.
Yeah.
And he broke the mic.
Yeah, see if you can borrow one from Golick.
All right, we got to take a break.
What a clown.
Phone number's 800-636-1067. You want to chime in on anything? We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We've got Chris Miller from NBC Sports Washington actually joining us in about 15 minutes. Drab just sent something, which I'm sure will get EB fired up, where Brandel Chambly called Tiger the biggest underachiever in history.
Really?
with the talent that he had.
I didn't see that.
Well, I mean, that seems to be a bit of a stretch.
Does he just want attention dollars?
Maybe he does. Maybe his account's running low.
Here's Brandel Chambly, who's is he on the Golf Channel analyst? I'm
yes.
not sure what he's on. Golf Channel
yes.
analyst talking about Tiger Woods being an underachiever.
Do you still stick by this one quote you said about Tiger Woods?
Yes. You say it. Yes. I know what it is.
What?
You're going to ask me.
Get him.
That he is the biggest underachiever
Pretty close. Pretty
go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you didn't get your own quote right.
All right, go ahead.
I would argue that he's got the least out of his talent of any player maybe in history.
That's right. Yeah.
No, and I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, not only do I stand by it, I mean, I there's math involved in that. Mm-hmm. You know, if you extrapolate from his win percentage, when he decided to change his golf swing from 97 to when he started winning in 99, do the same thing in 2003, 2005, and then do the same thing yet again from 2010 to 2012, and you start to look at the majors that he would have won then, I can't think of another player in the world that you could have so definitively said left 10 majors minimum on the table.
He's going hard at your boy, EB. Going hard.
I mean,
if you factor in what happened off the course with him and the injuries, all right, the swing changes, whatever. The body changes. Maybe he's right. I mean, he probably could have won close
to
30.
I'm sure he could have won a few more. But yeah.
it's just hard to call a guy that has that many championships an underachiever.
Right. Correct.
But, right.
It's difficult to do. But Brandel Chamblee,
somebody like, and I don't know, let's say Ricky Fowler never wins a major, and I'm not a golf aficionado like you guys, but he's always been considered as somebody that was up and coming and going to be one of the best.
Yeah. Overhyped.
If he ends up never winning one, I would say, you know what, that's a big underachieve, big time underachieving career path versus Tiger Woods, who's actually won a bunch.
Think about it. Think about it. Davis Love won one. Yeah. Freddie Couples won one. How many did Tom Lehman win? Did he win one?
I think one.
So many guys have just – Tom Kite, did he win one, I think?
Yep.
I mean, so did many Tom guys Kite, have just
did
won
Did Tom Kite
one.
Win one?
I think he did. I think he won a U.S. Open.
Well, Sergio Garcia, when he Sergio's burst on the scene, won. He was supposed to be one. Kind of like Tiger's rival, and he's
right.
won one, and it took forever for him to win that one. Yeah. And then he it was the Masters, right?
Yeah, but –
Then he kept wearing that green jacket for a year.
Yeah, but
right.
Chamblee.
He knows that's the only one he's going to win.
Chamblee's argument is none of those guys we talked about have even one tenth of the talent that Tiger has.
Right. His and he's not even really talking about like the painkillers and the you know the incident with Elon and all of that drama, which you know
sex
clearly,
rehab.
Yeah, clearly that had a fallout. What he's really talking about are the swing changes that he thinks were unnecessary, and there's no doubt. That, you know, sort of at different points in his career, when he was at the peak of his, in the prime of his career, he underwent these swing changes. But what we don't know is if they weren't necessary because of the toll it was taking on his body.
Right.
See, they might have been necessary swing changes because of all of the knee surgeries, the back surgeries, the neck problems and everything that the guys had. So his assumption is Tiger was just needlessly tweaking and threw away years we could have racked up majors, and he might have been able to rack up majors, but he might have also been on a path where he wouldn't be able to play today if he continued swinging that way.
Yeah, we'll never know. I'll tell you what else is. I think he certainly could have, you know, over 100 wins, if not more, if he decided to play. And again, the injuries and the body changes and all that stuff factored in, but he just plays such a limited schedule. And has for years. I mean, just think about it. If he played a full schedule like all these guys do, he would just have so many more wins over the years.
I would also argue that for years, I thought if he would just dial back the driver a little bit, he would have a few more majors. So, you know, if you notice, Colt Knost, one of the co-hosts, didn't disagree with what Brandel was saying. He actually said, I don't disagree with what you're saying.
Tiger nerds remember where he went to his sex rehab? Can you pull that?
I thought it was in Florida.
No, it was in Mississippi. It was like Hattiesburg or whatever.
I think it was either Hattiesburg or like Starkville, Mississippi.
Right.
He was trying to get
step
off.
Your,
the grid.
Step your Tiger game up.
Hey, I was just testing you guys.
Yeah, I
you consider yourselves Tiger experts, Tiger shit, fans.
Do you think Tiger took that seriously at all? Sex
no,
rehab?
No chance.
Of course he didn't. Yeah.
That's
how long
PR
was he there?
Stunt.
Was he there 30 days? Or was he there like a week?
I thought it was like a week.
Yeah.
So he's supposed to go there and not care about hitting skins anymore?
I guess we're just trying to dial it back, like he dials back his playing schedule.
Didn't he try and like throw Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley under the bus, trying to make it seem like, well, I was hanging out with those guys, and we'd go partying and gambling and
Well, all I know is he's not friends with those guys anymore.
Yeah, he disassociated himself with those guys.
Well, because they also, they dared criticize.
I guarantee you know? They had fun.
It's the same thing with Jordan. Like Barkley and Jordan. The Barkley-Jordan thing is wild. You know, like Barkley can't say anything critical of Jordan. Those guys were, you know, they were buddies. But you can't criticize them.
I guess we won't see Tiger again until, what, the Memorial?
Next week.
That'll be next week?
Yep.
The Memorial's next week?
Yes. Yeah. Remember, they're doing back-to-back at Murrayfield.
Because everybody remembers that. Everybody knows that.
All right, so we get to see it. So it'll be Tiger Week next week.
Yeah, of course. I'll be sending you guys his dong. All right.
But no Chambly this week. Is that right? Brandel's taking the week. He's taking the week. Or not Chambly. DeChambeau.
DeChambeau's off.
Hey, do you know Bryson is in Denver getting like nerve treatment because he wants to get bigger and stronger?
Still?
Yes. He wants to get even bigger than what he is now.
Well,
he's going to hit the he's going to hit the ball 400 yards.
Did you see the article that I think it was NBC like Northwest or something where the author said, "Look, why is nobody saying what's obvious that the mad scientist has all of a sudden beefed up and completely changed his body in, you know, a matter of months?"
You're accusing him of roids or HGH.
I'm not accusing him. I'm saying that's
what the guy's lot of people writing. Are.
He says, "How come no one's talking about it?" You know, he is known as the mad scientist, and meanwhile, he's just talking about eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, you know, when they interview him.
Sobel was on PGA Tour radio yesterday, and he debunked that so quick.
He did?
Yeah, he said Bryson has the frame for it. And it's definitely easy to do, especially with 5 months.
Well, he looks like
months.
He has a frame for it now.
Right.
I will say that when I saw a picture of him with his shirt off, that he did look a little bit more cut than I expected. I expected him to look a little bit more like Valdez.
Like pudgy?
Yeah. just a little rounder.
Yeah.
But he had a little more depth. Now, he is only, what, 25?
Yeah.
He's still young. But...
I mean, he hit an 8-iron 230 yards out of the rough.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's absurdity.
When I showed you those driving numbers from last week, I mean, they're absurd. They're just literally absurd. 377, 376, 375. I mean, just multiple drives over 360 yards.
I hit balls yesterday.
Yeah.
And I tried swinging like Bryson for five swings.
Yeah.
It hurt. I can barely walk.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know how many bendovers Bryson has left in him.
Yeah.
What if he has like you guys are saying, kind of implying that he's roiding up or an HGH.
Something.
What if he's got super balls inside his golf ball and he's, you know, pulling
like corked?
Yeah, like remember Albert Bell had like the super balls fall out of his baseball bat?
Well, that would be interesting. Point. I wonder if they've tested his driver to see if that.
Well, they all have to go through that.
RNA every week?
Yeah, they do that every week. Because remember, there's a huge controversy with Xander Schauffele and his driver.
How would I remember that?
I think that was before the Greenbrier or something like that, and then he got named for having.
Remember the Xander Schauffele controversy?
This is silly.
I love it.
I know.
No wonder our ratings stink.
Yeah.
All right, come on.
No, they stink
next.
Because Cakes is screaming into the microphone.
God forbid I have some energy.
You got more energy than I've ever seen today.
I love your energy, Cakes. I
Good
love it.
Lord.
Somebody's got to have some energy around
All
here.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to our pal Chris Miller from NBC Sports Washington. We'll talk to him about the return of NBA and more here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 9:20, Jameer Nelson's going to join us, former NBA player. We're going to talk a little NBA right now, actually, with our pal Chris Miller, Wizards beat reporter for NBC Sports Washington. He's also launched a series titled Race in America, which is going to be on their digital platform, where he does roundtable discussions with different players and coaches like Mike Loxley, Jan Mahimi, Natasha Cloud. So we will connect with Chris Miller here momentarily.
This story about the WNBA players and their hotel rooms, it's unbelievable.
What's going on? I don't even know.
Oh, I don't even – where are they staying? I mean, they've got mouse traps in their bathrooms. They've got bed bugs everywhere. They've got I think one of them found a snake in there. It's at the IMG Academy. But I don't know what hotel.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's just it's a disaster.
That's just housing there, then. They're just staying housing at IMG.
I just saw a video of Evan Fournier from the Orlando Magic. He's in the bubble. Yeah. And I guess some people are posting videos and pictures of their rooms. I thought it was an okay room, but I guess for an NBA baller, they're not used to a small shower.
No.
It looked like just kind of a basic shower with a curtain.
No, they're hating
and
it.
Small bathroom. It had a king-size bed.
But at least they don't have worms in their rooms.
Yeah.
I mean, what hotel has a worm in their room?
I'm not surprised, man. That is.
Who has a Dennis Rodman in the room?
I mean, mouse traps, bed bugs, worms. I mean, where are they staying?
It's like a college campus. So they're like staying in dorms. I think they're like dorms. If they're staying at IMG.
No, well, the games are played at IMG. I don't think they're staying at IMG. I think they're staying in a hotel.
They're staying in a hotel nearby? Okay.
I think, but I don't know what hotel. It doesn't say in the story.
Because I know they have housing on IMG.
Yeah, possibly, but worms are – cakes. There's worms.
That's gross.
Unbelievable.
All right, we have Chris Miller on the line. Chris, what's going on?
I'm doing well, fellas. How you guys holding up?
Before you jumped on, we were just talking about, I guess Jason saw – where the WNBA players are staying and some of their conditions.
Yeah, they're posting these awful videos.
We're starting to see video of some of the hotel rooms in the bubble where the NBA players are staying. They're not used to regular rooms, Chris.
Unless they went back to their old AAU days. I just think that on a serious note, guys, as the NBA players are kind of posting about the type of food that they're getting, I would encourage them to take a look at their basketball counterparts in the WNBA and some of the, you know, obviously I think you guys were talking about it, some of the things that they have had to deal with since they arrived on, I don't know if they're staying at IMG. I do know the games are there too, but I think they're in these villas, but they got to do better in terms of their amenities. That's for sure.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't doubt they're staying on.
My wife will check every hotel room we go. She'll check under the bed for bed bugs. I think we might have found it.
You got to do that.
Do you actually see bed bugs?
Yeah, how do you find a bed bug?
Oh, yeah, you can see them.
They're just little tiny little creatures?
Yeah, little buggies. They're little bugs.
Does your wife travel with her own sheets? I know some people do that.
No, she doesn't go that far, but she always checks the beds. Always.
Have you ever found them?
I think we found it once.
And so what'd you do?
Change rooms.
You change rooms.
It was
they probably
ago.
Have it too. If it's in one room in one hotel, it's probably in the whole damn.
I mean,
building.
If the bed bugs, if you sleep in a bed with bed bugs, it gets in your clothes, it gets in your luggage. It's a disaster.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Anyway,
well, the news came out yesterday. I guess that Bradley's not going to play because of his shoulder. I don't think this happened. His shoulder never dislocated, did it, Chris? That we know
no.
of.
Yeah. No, it happened in November, I think, against Phoenix. And I can just remember through the season, he would have, you know, obviously some tape on his shoulder, but, you know, he would never complain and just go out and play. But this thing has been lingering for a while. I would just say this, there's more to it than that. I mean, obviously what's going on in Florida and the number of cases that are continuing to grow in the state and really other states, this COVID thing is real, and Bradley has a wife and two young kids. And I think that was taken into consideration also.
Beyond the injury. So that's interesting.
Right. Yeah.
What do you make of this from the Wizards' perspective? It's just going to be a few games. Technically, they have a chance to get into the playoffs, but I think they're 5.5 games back of the eighth spot going in.
How is the organization looking at these this stretch of games?
You know, clearly when you get on the floor for, you know, you guys that have competed, regardless of what level you've competed on, you want to go and win, right? But they've got a lot of kids out there, okay? So I think the development part of what the plan was all year long is still intact. Having Brad down there would have given you a better chance to win. With Bertans down there, that would give you a better chance to win. But these are going to be difficult games down there. I mean, look at their scrimmages. Man, they're playing Denver, the Clippers, and the Lakers in the three scrimmage games before they get there. So, I mean, the league wasn't feeling sorry for the Wizards, clearly. But I think the plan is all along for next year, guys, whenever that starts, early, mid, late December, to have a full roster. Because then we can all have a real conversation about expectations of being a playoff team and maybe a top four seed when you have your two best players back. Clearly, they're going after Bertans in free agency to retain him, a high lottery pick, and the development of these kids that are going down to Orlando who are already down there in Hachimura, Troy Brown, Thomas Bryant, Isak Bonga. All of these guys are going to get some more reps, but the plan is really next year. I mean, this is still kind of summer school for me, how I look at it.
Chris, what would the blowback be if Tommy Shepard just said, look, we don't have Beal, we don't have Bertans, we don't have any real chance of qualifying for the playoffs. I'm not sending the Wizards to Orlando. I'm going to bring them back. What sort of fallout would there be from Adam Silver in the league if he did that?
Oh, that would be huge. I mean, that would be huge. That's the reason why the Wizards are down there is because they were in the, I guess, the window of games to potentially make a playoff, right? And we all know what this is all about, guys. This is about a lot of money that this league has lost during this COVID pandemic. So I wouldn't think that the Wizards would do that. Although, have you guys seen what's going on in MLS?
Sure.
I mean, they had, I think it's FC Dallas, that had 10 players test positive. So they were like, we're good. And they pulled out. But I don't think the Wizards are at that. I don't think they would do that. Now, the Brooklyn Nets, I could totally see them doing this. Guys, I don't even know if they can field a roster.
Yeah, they don't have any players anyway.
So maybe the Wizards sneak into the playoffs then.
COVID. Yeah. Absolutely. So I think that's the reason why, again, with what's going on with Brooklyn, the fact that they could barely field a team, they're only six games ahead of Washington. That's why I'm saying if Beal and Bertans would have been down there, we could have really had a conversation about this team really sneaking into the playoffs, which would have been a surprise because I can't name one person outside of the organization that thought that this was a playoff team coming into this season.
Well, especially if you just look at the record, what are they, 16 games under 500, something like that. So,
yeah.
You know, but maybe they get into the playoffs because the Brooklyn Nets drop out. Let's talk about this digital series you have, Race in America. It looks like you have some roundtable discussions with some interesting guests.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on to talk about this. This is, for me, really a passion project to really get a conversation going about what's going on in our country right now. Obviously, everything really got activated after the killing of George Floyd. And what we've done at NBC Sports Washington through the hard work of a lot of people behind the scenes that don't oftentimes get credit, we have assembled three different roundtables of some of the movers and shakers athletically in our community. Natasha Cloud, I mean, obviously she decided to opt out of going down to the WNBA, has been a strong voice in really getting some systemic change going on in our country. And you guys would be surprised by this coming up. I think it's next week. We're going to unveil a conversation I had with Robert Griffin III, who really changed my perception of the young man by having just an opportunity to talk to him outside of the purview of football. Him talking about growing up in a place in Texas where they expected him to be great. And he literally talked about how difficult it was being in a school of like all white kids and understanding that he had to be better than everybody else just to be on the same playing field with them. So a lot of great conversations. We talked to obviously Mike Loxley. We've talked about guns, voting, obviously race in America. So this is a project that I'm really excited about, and I appreciate the people at NBC Sports Washington, our management group, for giving me the platform to do this. And, you know, I encourage everyone to please, you know, two ears and one mouth for a reason. Listen, you know, to people, what's going on in the world, and see what you can do to be a better person in our society.
What do you make of the Sean Jackson comments? I just kind of write him off as just being sort of uninformed, but, you know.
I agree with you. I think that's what it is. I think if you had a chance to sit down and talk to the young man and explain to him the comments that he posted, I think he would look at it and say, my bad. I just look at that as just an unfortunate incident of just someone just not really doing their homework.
Yeah. Hmm.
Hey, real quick, Chris, getting back, before we let you go, getting back to the restart. You know, we've seen this in golf, where in golf came back, the ratings were crazy. Down at Colonial, when they played down there at Fort Worth, they had the highest ratings, I think, in 16 years. Do you think that the TV ratings are going to skyrocket for these NBA games because people are just starving for it?
Yeah, I do, because, I mean, this is the time of year where, obviously, baseball would be front and center, right? Now you've got baseball ramping up, you've got hockey ramping up, you've got basketball. You're just going to get in the summer, you never get this much high-level sports to consume on television. So I do think the numbers will be good. They need to be good, right? Because if they're not, this league is going to be really wondering, like, what the heck is going on? Because that was an issue really kind of early in the year. But I mean, although Beal and Bertans is not playing, I hope Wizards fans kind of consume these eight games just to see what these young players look like after having 3.5 months off. There are enough storylines to follow for sure league-wide.
Yeah.
Well, EB wants to see his guy, Garrison Matthews.
Hmm. Me too. No, that's my guy. No, that's like my guy. That's the professional shooter. That's definitely my guy.
You can't share him? You guys can't share Garrison?
I'll share him.
No, I'm not sharing. That's my guy.
No, he's fun to watch, man.
I want him to shoot 10 threes a game. I want him to let it fly when he gets down there to Orlando, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Chris. Always love having you on. People need to check it out. Racing America on NBCSportsWashington.com with the roundtable discussions. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, Chris.
I appreciate it. Have a great week.
You too, man.
All right. Take care, buddy.
It's our buddy Chris Miller. Keep it here. We're the Junkies. This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.